/themornings.
Blog Talk Radio.
Via TikTok as well. So all my audience out there across the globe, I appreciate y'all for tuning into the Morning Drip with Brother Suleiman Bey. So I'm going to give a few shouts out to y'all again. Like I said, peace and love this morning. India, Czech Republic, Hungary. I appreciate y'all for tuning in. United Kingdom, Spain. The Moors are here. We everywhere. The U.S. and Alaska. Understand me? I appreciate y'all for tuning in to the Morning Drip. Don't forget to go into my archives and get my some of my old episodes or whatever like that. Just wanted to come through for y'all this morning to just tell y'all about this birth certificate that y'all been holding on to and harvesting and just putting away and tucking in the way. Y'all never heard this before, but I just want you to know that's your blank check. That was your blank check. Look how what was done. You had a record that you used to put in your Bible, your Quran, your Torah, whatever it was. You used to put it in your family records. Y'all used to keep it for yourself. You know, you had your... So now, they... confidence, which you gave them in, you know, in good faith. You gave it to them, and they did much with it. They really did, and they set a cold bag up. So what happens is they make the father, they call the father as abandoned. The father is abandoned on the birth certificate, even though you see a signature there. You see a name there. The father is considered abandoned. So the state is gone now. The executor of the state is not there. So what the mother is essentially doing, she's saying that there's no father, and she's giving them over to the state without knowing that. But she don't know that. All the mothers out there, you don't know that. Yeah, you don't know that. So that's what's going on. So you sign them over to the state, so they become a ward of the state, and I'm going to prove that to you. So up top, when you put your name at, it's not whether it's uppercase or lowercase, because in an artificial system, everything is uppercase anyway. But they put it first, middle, last. See, that's always the surety debtor. See, the surety debtor is always last, because first last name is always first, family first. All right? So then when you go to the place of birth, and see, that was the trick right there. That was the trick right there, the place of birth. When you look at the place of birth, they always put the hospital. See? You never want to say, oh, he was, you know, even though you was born in the hospital, they make that look good to you. Like, oh, yeah, he was born at the hospital. But really, that's the business residence. Because when you look at the end of the birth certificate, when you get down to the end, you will see that you was signed in the probate, through the probate court. So the county court definitely got the record of the birth. Because the probate officer, the registrar, signs the end of the birth certificate after everything else is done. But before we get to that, you still have the denationalization there. So they calling you Negro on some, they calling you Black on some, they calling you colored on some. So my parents, on my mother's, hers was what you call both of her parents was Negro. Okay, but on my birth certificate, my mom is Black. So I'm saying, how if both of her parents are Negro, is she Black? So it's just how bold, how brazen it is with the demonstration was done, but you got proof of the claim with you because you got the birth certificate. So that's a crime against humanity right there. That's a denationalization. Come on, man. You denationalize somebody. You take the name, their pedigree, who they are, and you put something else down. Man, and then they would say, oh, well, that's you. You put that. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So that's why I'm bringing it to you so you can understand what's going on and what's been done to you. So then now you got the denationalization on there. And then you go down, and then the mother signs. The mother signs, the physician signs, and like I said, then when you get to the very end, the registrar is the probate officer. That's dealing with death certificates and wills. Yeah, so I'm trying to figure that out and trying to understand that. So when I'm giving you, so then you go look, and then you look, you got a state file number. Now, note, if you go search that county file number, you're not gonna find nothing. It ain't going to nothing. But when you go do that state file number, and that's why they don't like to put it on there during the county, you get that state file number, then you could go see the business that's going on. See, mothers, you didn't know that. Yeah, you didn't know that. If you knew that, you would have worked the deal. Man, how you go have a certificate of live birth? Just the name certificate in itself. let you know what's going on with it right there. That should let you know what's going on in the study, study, study. The certificate of live birth, that let you know right there. But you don't have no interest. You see? See, you sitting back and not even understanding what's going on to you, what's been done to you. And then it's fraud. It's definitely fraud. So yeah, if the contract is no good, the birth certificate is void ab initio. It's void from its inception. Why is it void from its inception? Because it was created in fraud. Why? Because it wasn't no full disclosure. Why? Because it has adhesions on it. So I'm saying, yeah, that's what it has, adhesions. Yeah, yeah, you definitely can. There's a lot of stuff that you could be done with it. That's what it's for. It's a blank check. It's a blank check, and a lot of people just don't know that and don't understand that. That's what they've been holding on to it. The same as the Social Security card. All that stuff is attached to accounts. That's what they are. All those numbers are account numbers. That certificate of live birth, that certificate of live birth has an account number on it. It's called a state file number. That Social Security number on the front and back, both of those numbers are doing business. Both of those numbers are attached to portfolios and assets. Your marriage license, your car contract you got. Yeah, all the contracts that you got. Your bank account number, all that stuff is attached. It's all attached to something. But the thing about it is, it's not yours. So quit thinking that. That's where you go wrong. People go wrong thinking it is yours. It's not yours. You want to put a claim on it. That's what you want to do. You want to detach. That's what you're supposed to come out of her. See, when you know, y'all want to play the game with her. So when you play the game with her, you go fall with her. And you'll be looking around, oh, man, where my stuff? Yeah, because you stay detached. Once you knew better, you're supposed to do better. You want to stay attached. You see what I'm saying? You know, that's mine, man. That's my stuff, man. It's all, no, it's not yours. It's theirs. It's all. Keep their fraud. Put your claim down. Prove it. Show everything. Quit trying to grab it and attach to it and get your family and save your family and bulk up, man. Yeah. Yeah, bulk up on them. Put that that class action on them, your whole family, your whole tribe. Quit running around trying to chase their instruments. Don't you see the London Bridge is falling down? Yeah, you're going to be sitting there stuck, ain't going to have nothing except the knowledge that you knew. But if you knew, you're supposed to do better. But you want to sit on, stay attached. You want to stay, you still want to eat the whites only pie. There you go. You still want to be integrated into the system. Man, Pharaoh let my people go. In order for you to come out of her, you got to come out of the way she thinks. That ain't the way for business no more. See, you want to keep following something that's burning and falling down. See, got you fooled again. See, yo, good morning, blessed. Good morning. Yeah, not knowing that you are that people. You are the creator. You are the people. You worried about some old fool's gold. We're worried about some fool's gold and be yourself. That's it. Stand up and be yourself. That whole world is falling down. That whole world is dead. It is. You better start thinking about some precious metals, starting with yourself first. Huh? Hello? Yeah. Start thinking about some precious metals. Huh? Yeah. Not all these fools go. So that's what we're searching for. We're just searching for a better way. That birth certificate is definitely a blank check, but it's a claim. You got all these people out here running around here talking about they authenticated their birth certificate. And I said, well, y'all did y'all status correction? And the first is, I got it at the federal level, or, oh, yeah, I did that already. And I'd be like, what you did? And they'd be talking about the birth certificate. That ain't y'all freedom, folks. That ain't y'all freedom. That's a bag of money for you if that's what you're trying to chase after. You know how to use it. Yeah, that's not your freedom. Peace to you too, God. Peace to the gods and goddesses. To the goddesses and gods. I'm going to say it the right way first. To the goddesses and gods. Yeah. Yeah. She don't got no birth record. Everybody be always trying to put the woman down, saying her lad, like she ain't got no birth record. She produced everything. Other female on this planet, the plants, the animals, everything through the female. Yeah. So get out of here. Yeah, be disrespecting the woman like that. Good morning, queens. Yeah, good morning. Share the live, share the likes. Put something in their living room this morning before they start doing something else. Yeah, I know they opening up the out that certificate of live birth, you could go cash in on. And I ain't talking about no foolish cash in. I'm talking about you and your family and your tribe in your right minds. Yeah, in the right status, not coming up as black. I've been seeing all this stuff on TV about reparations. You know, the people talking about, we the people from here and we that. But you still coming in the wrong way. If you still, quit telling them you black and stuff. Quit signing saying you black. You just supposed to demonstrate it. Telling people, oh, we're the indigenous Indian people here. We are that. If you know that, demonstrate it. That's all you got to do. You got to go beg and ask nobody for nothing. Man, get up, demonstrate it, man, and go get it. That's what we got to do. The more of us, the better. You got to get your family and yourself together first and set an example. Get your family. That's the simplest way. Get your family and yourself together first. You know, do your paper trail, do all that. Yeah, to the goddess and gods. Yeah, the woman first, man. Just quit playing, man. That's how they always conquer, the booty. They made us call it booty. That's the spoils of war. That's why we run around here trying to get that booty. Yeah, the spoils of war, man. They got our woman turned upside down, man. Oh, with some fake currencies, man. I felt like so bad. So bad, you go do all kinds of time over some fake dollars. Some dollars. Everyone running around talking about if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Them dollars don't make no sense. They don't. So you're supposed to turn them dollars into hard assets. And then you go do all that time and you never put none of that liquid in and turned it into hard. Yeah. But hell, you know how to turn that powder into hard, but you didn't turn that liquid money into hard. Yeah, until you some gold, silver, and some assets. And then you do all that time and don't have no revenue coming in, nothing. Just was ripping and running. Stop it. Too much of that been going on for too long. You on Blog Talk Radio, The Morning Drip with Brother Suleiman Bey. Don't forget to follow us at LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com and AlmoreConsultationLLC.com. If you're in the giving spirit, you can go over to our donation site at, for Helping Earth Acquire Life Through Humanity. We have a chapter in California and a chapter in Texas. And the donation site is health.info. You have to input the health with the dashes between each letter. So it'll be h-e-a-l-t-h.info. Donation 100% tax deductible, 501c. So yeah, we do be in the hood to hood. You look on there, any people you see on there, you might see a Kim. We won't be on no bogus pictures, just putting something up. Oh, can you give us a few? I'm putting my little kids on there looking like they're hungry or something. Nah, we really be active with that. So yeah, peace to you all too. So again, that's Legal Empowerment Group 101.com. AlmoreConsultationLLC.com. That's Almore, A-L-M-O-O-R. AlmoreConsultationLLC.com. And the donation site for Helping Earth Acquire Life Through Humanity is health.info. That's health with the dashes between each letter. H-E-A-L-I-N-F-O. So, yeah. Blog Talk Radio. So I was just strolling through. So I stay away from a lot of junk. That's physically and spiritually, mentally. I try to, but I stroll through sometime and I just try to sift through and I would just look at certain stuff, see what they doing and how they doing and how people being treated and how people being portrayed as, and you know, I look and see all that type of stuff. I try to stay away from it because I see it for what it is, and I just look and I see what's going on. And it's been a lot of attacks. There's been a lot of attacks on our people in the news, in the media. It's just been a lot of attacks. I mean, you know, they had a sister locked up over there like that, and you know, everybody on Yeezy about his ways or what he want to say or feel, and people just a lot of people just, you know, we can't change everybody anyway, so everybody go be who they want to be. So only some of us, you know, it's always been like that. It's always been like that. But the ones who stay true and really stand up and solidify, we have to be solidified with each other. The ones who know and understand, we have to solidify with each other. That's just how it has to be. We have to be a solid cemented structure. out of it. And then no matter how little of it of us it is, as long as we solid on that structure, we go prevail. No doubt. We're not tripping that. It's more. The army is bigger. We don't trip about the other side like that. We just trip about being on our square, being upright, independent, and fearless. You feel me? So that upright is the key. All right? Being upright is the key. So, right? That's the key. So that's what we're doing. I like to do these shows and stuff so I can roll through there. So, yeah, I was looking at some of the news, and I just be going through seeing what they be talking about. And it's a trip. I be doing these lives, and I don't know. These phones got a lot of stuff be coming off these phones. They do. My body feels stuff like that. So I used to wear them when phones was like flip phones and brick phones and stuff like that. When they got to the flip phones, I used to feel that stuff in my ear a lot, just holding it too long, and then even putting buds in there, I could feel that stuff. So these phones, yeah, they emit a lot of energy off of them. I do bear witness to that. Even holding them in my hands, like that's my energy. I feel that stuff. I could feel it coming off of them. I had to switch hands. So that's why I'm like this right now, just laying low. I'm trying to shift through this news, because when I stand up. And look at y'all up higher, I be feeling it straight to my cranium. Y'all can take it if y'all want to take it, but since I've been down like this, cops hunt for gum and embrazing afternoon slaying in NYC. Man, be some many stuff in the news, but that's the way of the world. It's just Adrian Roth is being interviewed with Kanye West with cancer. Yeah, they don't want them to get no wreck, no money, no nothing. They want to, you know, put you in there. When they do that, anytime somebody is crucified in the media, in the news, and all that type of stuff, then best believe they was on to something. Best believe you need to be tuning in to that person, persons, or whatever. Believe me. When they put a campaign to take you down like that, the smear campaign, especially after you done been up, and they put the smear campaign down on you, then you know you was on to something. So that's that. But they put it out there and make us want to turn from it. You know, make us feed it to us in a junk way. So if you just a gossip monger, or you just take what somebody tell you, you just run with what's been put out instead of investigating, instead of having, you know, a spirit of discernment, you know, and not prejudice in people before you understand what's going on and dig deep into life. But yeah, yeah, so, you know, when somebody's feeding you, somebody's giving you a way of life, then of course they're going to be mad when you try to outstep the bounds of outshining the master. That's self. When you do for self, then you could be yourself. You don't have to never worry about that. So how does that work? Then you have to do for self a kind. Like, everybody ain't going to get it. Everybody ain't even going to be with it. But the ones of us who are, we have to be together. There's no way around it. There's no way around it. We're going through the same thing in the slums all around. Y'all listening in the UK and Czech Republic and Hungary and Ireland, all these places like that, where it's mania. It's more mania than what we're going through over here. But right now, I'm standing on live and all kinds of stuff. People out in the streets and stuff right now, burning stuff and stuff right now, stuff going on, you feel me? So you got to understand, man. It's like, yeah, people got to understand what's going on and try to come together and find some unity in the community. But it starts with yourself. It starts with yourself. Save yourself and your family is what the prophet said. I know we had a prophet come to these shores. You know, with Drew Ali. Yeah. El Hajj, Sheikh Sharif Abdul Ali. I know we did. I know. I've been through all the study courses. Yep, I was born and raised in the church and the Bible and all that. I've been through all the different levels. I've been through the Islams and all that. I've been through the levels. So I've read it all, seen it all. So yeah, that the spirit of discernment that leads you where you're supposed to be in life. Everybody got their own place. I'm not here to talk about nobody's place. I'm just talking about my place and where I'm at and what's been given to me. And, it's beautiful. It's beautiful when your eyes awaken, but you realize that you can't save the people. You can't save them all. It's only a chosen few. Many are called, but few are chosen. Peace and love for that, Rosa. Thank you. Many are called, but few are chosen. And that's the thing, you see. See, you get called a lot. A lot of people get called and miss the call. And the chosen, it's only a few chosen ones. So you just have to, you have to bear that. It's like a burden. It's not, you have to bear it because you suffer. Your people suffer from lack of knowledge, and you suffer when you see them suffering for that lack of knowledge, and they just turn away. When we started off, we had 90-some people in here. They just popped up. You just popped up. And then people just say they don't care about that type of stuff. See, they keep living and go on until one day it happens. One day that inevitable, and then you have to come crawling. Then you be down, you hurting. Then you need somebody to send some aid. You need Red Cross or somebody to come. You need the boats to come pick you up or something because you wanted to stay in that way. You wanted to stay around that filth. You wanted to stay thinking like somebody else, being somebody else other than yourself. You see? See, because when the time came, it was people who were saved. It was people that put stuff on top of their houses, on top of their doorposts and stuff. So they were saved when the wrath came. But a lot of people not gonna be saved because you still thinking like her. See, this come out of her or partake of her with sins. You go fall with her. Y'all be reading this stuff and y'all think it's talking about people 2,000 years ago, huh? Yeah, y'all be reading these Qurans, Torahs, and Bibles and stuff, and y'all looking at it like, oh, sure, what? They did that to them through men. The same thing they was doing, y'all doing right now. The same thing Sodom and Gomorrah was doing, y'all doing right now. The same thing they was doing in the money lenders and passing the money things around, and Jesus came in, Yahushua came in, and flipped the money changers over. Y'all doing the same thing right now. So what you think will happen to you? I'm just your brother, man. Like I said, the Yahushua spirit never lives, never dies. You can't kill something like that. It just multiplies. It pops up again and again, more stronger and better each time. That's the spirit of truth. So you got to understand that. Yahushua. Yeah. Yeah. But with a blessed mother and a blessed father, you can't produce. Listen, the fruit don't fall far from the tree. And it take a man and a woman to create. And man, when you create something like that, that means both of y'all was blessed. Yeah, you got the seed, and you plant the seed in her. Come on, man, we all got sense around here. We know who the man, father genealogy is in the Bible. Man, father from a blessed bloodline. Come on, man. Come on, y'all know, understand me. Yeah, what about Ruth? Yeah, Obed. Oh, through Obed. Ooh. Yeah, how you get Jesse and all them? Yeah, how you get all that? But y'all don't want to be Moors. But what would he be? Because Ruth was a Moabitess from the land of Moab. Get out of here. Y'all be catfish jokers, man. Y'all be faking for real. Y'all be faking for real. So keep saying that name. I'm going to teach you about Yahushua. Yahushua's grandmother's name was Ruth. Ruth Bell. Yeah. Yeah. From the land of Moab, a Moabitess. Okay, Moors. Yeah, so who are you really claiming and following? Whose God are you really worshiping? That's what I want you to know. You keep saying that. 150. Yep, they on the link tree. You should get them zip files right there, take you to whatever discharge you're trying to do, car discharge or whatever. Them two files, it's two zip files on there. Them two zip files on there, you will be a Merry Christmas. You go download them to your computer. Yeah, you go be a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to yourself. I ain't gonna lie to you. You go sit down and sit down and sift through there. You'll be like, oh, wait. Yeah, Jimco, You could be like, Jimco, whoever get it, that shit, hey, I'm just being real. You'd be like, oh, Jim. Yeah, you're going to have a multitude of stuff. You could be able to package and resell. I'm not lying. Different. It's different stuff that you ain't even own and stuff that you own. You'd be like, man, okay, you could get yourself together from A to Z. When you scroll down, one of them got 143 files in it, and the other one got dealing with everything to set yourself up to do the discharges and the set-offs and everything via that 31 USC 3113. I told you I've been teaching y'all that. You on Blog Talk Radio, The Morning Drip with Brother Suleiman Bey. Man, out there, y'all know the call-in number, man, if you want to call in out there. Man, I be wanting to hear from the people all across the world. You know, all them people in them places over there, Australia, all them places listening in. So if you typed in, you see the law, let me go to my studio, my studio part, so I can give you that call-in number so you can call in to the line, man. I be wanting to hear what the struggle going on around the world. Real talk. I be wanting our people, all us, to be knowing what's going on with each other. So the guest call-in is 515-602-9743. And that's, again, the guest call-in is 515-602-9743. Yeah, I'll be with that today to let the people call in. Like I said, I'm trying to see what's going on with the struggle all around the world. Because there's definitely one going on. Do you have to email me anything or soon as I buy it? Will it be available? Yeah, it's called Forex Balling. That's what I'm trying to get on. I should have been on that a few years ago, grafting. That's what I do in my mind. I'm not a graft. Yeah, man, it's going to give it to you. Yeah, it's going to bless your game right there as soon as you put it in. You feel me? And if you have any problems with that, then you just tickle me. You tickle my hip, man, and I'll send it over to you if you have any problems. Some people card be having problems. Say, hey, man, you want to set my card on there? Some people, that's what they say. I don't know what kind of card they're using, but, you know, if you run into that, then let me know. If you run into that, then I just direct, then you can just direct shoot me the bread, and I'll direct shoot it to you. I'll talk to you. Dropbox you the files. So, you know, we could do it however. But it's two of them on there. It's two massive zip files on there, man. And they're going through it. Like I said, one dealing with setting up that whole system right there so you can set up using that 31 USC with the birth certificate and set up that discharge stuff with the Treasury, because it is true. If you read 31 USC 3113, y'all, USC, accepting gifts. And the Treasury can accept gifts if it's you giving it to, gifting it to them to offset the public debt. Yeah, it's a national debt. See, people spending. You spending them greenbacks. You're not reducing the debt. You're adding to it. The more money you get, the money is causing to the debt. So you setting yourself up with that system, you will be a part of erasing it. Then you will be able to use them instruments that y'all be trying to push out there. Y'all pushing it in the public. You got to get it in private. Y'all just don't understand that. That's why you be having hardship, even though it's true and precise what you're doing. I don't know. Let me see. What we got going? Peace and love. Yeah, he gone up. He said, oh, no. What's the number again? I need that brochure. Yeah, Miss Rose. Use it estate EIN or 98 EIN. Yeah. Again. You want to also get to deal with 1096. No question about it. There's multiple ways. Most of the forms for any of that stuff is on IRS.gov or GSA.gov. Most of what you need anyway for anything is right there, and just understanding that. My thing, I just be trying to get to when people be talking about status correction and like using the birth certificate as status correction. All that's artificial world. What we talking about? Those are just tools that we use in that forum. But what I'm talking about is in the private is for real. I'm talking about in the private for real. That's what you set up for yourself to do business. That all that stuff is separate from your private, because even that stuff right there is not private. Even the 9-8, that's not private. And we think it is. It still have a jurisdictional element. It still has a jurisdictional element somewhere. Somewhere somebody has a jurisdiction that it has to abide by. And that's the point where you want to get about when you're talking about yourself. Like, I know people don't have no kind of trust. They trust their own self, their own stuff. It's entrusted. Yeah, they don't have nothing set up with no entities, no commercial entities. They don't. They have their stuff now. They have stuff that they do in a business world, but they have the stuff that they have is totally not put in nobody else's reign. But that's to each his own. I have 9-8s too. I have 9-8s too. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? I understand what they are. You know, I definitely understand what they are. They move and do business, especially when you set up the private foundations in order to utilize them here. But them personal service companies and stuff. Yeah, Uber, a 9-8 company. If people knew, it's just the private part of it is you're not gonna know that. Yeah, because the number can't do business. But if you got some set up private, then that company that you set up privately under that can definitely move and groove. So that's what Uber does. Ain't that something? What's the number for what's the number you was needing? Oh, the call in is 515-602-9743. Yeah, so 31 USC 3113. So let's pull that up again, because I gave that to y'all yesterday, and I'm gonna give it to you again. The accepting gifts, because you gotta understand what you're reading. All right, that's the thing. What you gotta do, you gotta understand what y'all reading. So anybody out there who's listening, we're going to 31 United States Code, 31 section 3113, accepting gifts. A, to provide the people of the United States with an opportunity to make gifts to the United States government to be used to reduce the public debt. 1, the Secretary may accept for the government a gift of A, money made only on the condition that it be used to reduce the public debt, B, an obligation of the government included in the public debt, that's the birth certificate, made only on the condition that the obligation be canceled and retired and not reissued, and C, other intangible personal property made only on the condition that the property is sold and the proceeds from the sale used to reduce the public debt. And then they have some more stuff to read. They talk about the Administration of General Services Administration may accept for the government GSA a gift of tangible property made only on the condition that it be sold and the proceeds from the sale be used to reduce the public debt. It just goes on and on. So you got to understand what that obligation of is. The birth certificate, always can use that. So that's what you gift and you use for your offset, your discharge. That's the package that you have to set in. So you go in and get that package and you set that up and you send that in so you can have that at your disposal. You see what I'm saying? It's there for you if you understand that. If you don't understand that, then I don't know what to tell you. You got to go read it and figure it out. And then you got to cross-reference it. Yo, what's the question? What's that is? Yeah, 31 USC, 3113, accepting gifts. Yeah, just read through that. Tell you what the secretary, the treasury has an, the secretary and the administrator shall convert a gift either under section A1, C, or 2 of this section to money on the best terms available. If a gift is accepted under section A of this section is subject to a gift or inheritance tax, the secretary or the administrator may pay the tax out of the proceeds of the gifts or the proceeds of the redemption or sale of the gift. D, the treasury has an account received as gifts and proceeds from the sale or redemption of gifts under this section shall be deposited. The secretary shall use the money in the account to pay at maturity or to redeem or buy before maturity an obligation of the government included in the public debt. An obligation of the government that is paid, redeemed, or bought with money from the account shall be canceled and retired and may not be reissued. Money deposited in the account is appropriated and may be expended to carry out this section. Y'all better start listening. This is 31 U.S.C. 3113. E1, the secretary shall redeem a direct obligation of the government bearing interest or sold on a discount basis on receiving it when the obligation, A, is given to the government, B, becomes the property of the government under the condition of a trust, or C, is payable on the death of the owner to the government or to an officer of the government in the officer's official capacity. 2, to the government is subject to a gift or inheritance tax, the secretary shall pay the tax out of the proceeds of redemption. Quit playing with me. I'm trying to give it to y'all. Quit playing me thinking I'm some catfish joker and just be telling some people, oh, that stuff don't work. It don't work. That's because you ain't tried it. You're talking about what it don't work. You don't know how to use it. You're trying to use something that you could go pull up at the Rolls Royce lot and go pull up at the stock and go pull out all kinds of money out of. Nah, I mean, you got to give something to erase. I mean, they go erase your debt. Now, if you got a contract and a debt, that they're going to pay that. Now, so you can't just pull up on somebody and think you go ATM go come out. Nah, but if you could go contract for you a contract and get something, an obligation that needs to be paid, and you got that set up, then you can take care of your discharge and set off without worrying about it. It's right there. It's right there in their words, right there in black and white. 31 U.S.C. 3113, accepting gifts. Read it. Read it thoroughly. Take us to the promised land. You on Blog Talk Radio, The Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. Don't forget to follow us at LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com and also at AlmoreConsultationLLC.com. Legal Empowerment, we do a lot of business formation and teaching you on how to use the codes for to get your credit together, how to go upside the head with that. Almore Consultation is just broad, overall. We deal more with the civics and more dealing with the counsel, legal counsel, and that type of stuff there. So go with that, too. Also, y'all, don't forget to check out onlinelandsales.com out there. Go check them out. Go see if the school get you some land you can use right now. You can use the code Suleiman, reward code Suleiman Bey for the reward program, and you get no down payment. You don't have to put no deposit down. Just have to pay the processing fee for the transaction. You could get you some land and stuff out there right now. So go do your research. Go check into them. I know people, hey, don't get caught up on them. If it's some where you from and where it's from, get caught up on. You got something on the Monopoly board. Yeah, you got you one of them spots on the Monopoly board. Why you keep rolling the dice and everywhere you go, somebody else owns something. You got to spend your money. All the time you drive down the street, you keep pulling into these low lots. You keep pulling You feel me? You don't got none coming into your lot. So you got to get you some lots so you can start getting stuff coming in or doing something or producing out of them. That's what this Monopoly board is designed for. It's for you to get you a piece, you know, get you some pieces, you know, get in, strategic, you know. Yeah, you want to have something all around the board. You don't need all of the board. You just need something on each spot. You need something around them corners, too, so you won't get left out. You know, so you won't get bullied on the block. Yeah, so the birth certificate, like I said, the birth certificate, among other things, that would be the best thing for you to do because it already was gifted. It was already created and fried anyway. I wouldn't even be playing with the birth certificate and all that stuff, which y'all be doing. I wouldn't even play with it. I gift it to them and let them take care of it, and I send my bills and stuff to them via my little forms, Form 56 and stuff like that. Here you go. Take care of this. Here you go. Here's the 1040 form, and I send it straight to them, straight to the Treasury. I wouldn't be playing with nobody else. Yeah, I done gifted something to you, and then you got it on there to mature for 30 years, 100 years, whatever it is, and anything to come, y'all get it. You set something up with them. I wouldn't be playing no games out here. Trying to figure nothing out and how to do no, nah. I send it straight to them, all the bills. Here you go. Here you go in a package. Take care of this. Yeah, this ain't working. Yeah, so, yeah, because that stuff is fraud. If you understand law, you understand contract law, you understand that the birth certificate is void ab initio. Constructive fraud. It was created in straight fraud. No full disclosure, adhesions up the man. It's a dead contract. So the Social Security number in the car is dead because it's dead. And we could go all the way down the line. But as long as you keep playing the little Wizard of Oz game, as long as you keep playing the little Monopoly game and all this little stuff, yeah. Then that's what you go. We're going to keep getting. So, yeah, man, they out in the fields and around in the struggle right now around the globe, man. It's, you know, one can also discharge their debt within 1099. Yeah, a lot of ways to do stuff, man. Just figure out what's going on, man, and try to do the best what you can, man. I prefer to let them do it all. If they system, they set it up, they know what's going on. That way I can't get in going to no type of worry about no injury claim coming towards me. Nobody trying to come put nothing on me in my person. Y'all take care of all that. I don't want nothing to do with it. Here you go. My hands are clean. Y'all created that in fraud. Y'all take care of it. Now I'm just going to put a claim on you. You know, to just break, get out the way. I mean, yeah. So that's what you want to get. You want to put your claim so you can get your land, you know, tied to your whoever you your roots is to this land. Get your, and you can get some credits and debits from them out their system. That's all you could get. That's all they got to give you. Some credits and debits. You gonna have your land. Your land mass got it all. Shit, you can do a lot with your land. On top of it, underneath it, believe that. He probably told us. When they go back to Europe, it's going to be mounds of gold will probably be revealed to us that they're not going to be able to rape the land for everything. Y'all don't know the land being raped left and right, but you open your eyes, you can see it. You see the trains passing by. You don't know what's in them. You see the coal plain as day. Black gold. You see the coal all the time because it'd be high. But you don't be knowing what's going on. Gold, oil, silver. They're running to California and other states left and right for that stuff. That stuff is around, believe me. Tin, platinum, diamonds, all that stuff. You've been taught to look everywhere else. Didn't know you was in the land of milk and honey. That's the cold thing. That's the cold thing right there. Yep. When you don't know that. When you don't know that you're doing in the land of milk and honey. Yep. So, man, I appreciate y'all, man, just sliding through today. Like I said, that one commercial remedies and estate planning master file, it got 144 things in there. I mean, there's so much stuff in there. Man, listen, I took my whip through that. Some studies in there. They got webinars in there and everything. And then the discharge one got all the all the templates and stuff to set up what we're talking about right now for you to do your discharge and set off bonds and stuff with them, to set them up with them, tell you how to do it, everything, get your paper, get you some good paper and stuff, do your whole stuff, set it up, send it to them with your bond, with your birth certificate. Man, I'm trying to tell you. Set something up, establish something with them. They're going to accept it because they're not going to send it back to you. And you got to understand that that's how they accepted it and what you're supposed to do.
So, yeah. I'm just, I'll talk to y'all later. I appreciate y'all coming through. Hit me up in the links in the bio if you need some. You know how to tap in. If you know how to tap in on another way, that's for TikTok. This green is getting in my, trying to get in my head. So I'm gone from that. But peace and love. Stay on this Blog Talk Radio. If anybody want to chime in, go to blogtalkradio.com/themorningdrip. That's blogtalkradio.com/themorningdrip. That's how you get in on the Blog Talk. Or you call in, and the guests call in, 515-602-974. Send love to y'all on TikTok. I'm going to finish talking over here on Blog Talk, so I don't have to worry about all this radiation or whatever it is coming out this phone. Peace and love. Shit.
Okay, yeah, so that's what I'm going to just finish up over here, y'all, and just really go on to it. So I just want y'all to understand that that contract, that birth certificate contract is definitely bogus. It's definitely no good. Definitely was created a fraud. It doesn't meet the... It voids out the contract because of the elements there. So when you look at it, a valid and lawful contract must meet the following criteria. I got too much stuff on me here. I gotta turn off some. Damn. Okay, so let's see what that is. Good morning, yes.
I was trying to just find out how could I get on the Blog Talk. And also, I've been trying to order the program that you say you have 143. How did I go about?
On the link tree? Yeah, it go to... You go to Linktree, go to Linktree.com, and you go pull up the, it's supposed to say commercial remedies and estate planning master file. So you go to Linktree- if y'all want to get one of the master files, you go to Linktree/ Bay Suleiman.
Okay.
Let me see. I'm going to text that over to you. For y'all listening on Blog Talk, if you want to get one of the master files, just go to the Linktree. I got the link in it, my TikTok and ID bio, but I'm going to send it over to you right now. Linktree. Yeah, you want to get the one with you want to get the one with the commercial remedies and estate plan, and it'll tell you on there, it'll go say how many files, items on there, it'll say 143 items when you click on it.
Okay.
Yeah, if you have any problem with your card or something on that form, because some people don't. So if you have a problem with your card or something on that form, then just let me know. And then I can blast it over to you through Dropbox or something like that, another way. Like how you send it another way too.
Okay, do we take cash out also?
It should. I'm not sure. That's where the people probably been having problems at. If you have a problem, that'll be the issue. But you could try and see. I'm not sure what apps they was using. You got Zelle?
No, I don't have Zelle.
Okay. Well, yes. Then we do got some cash apps too. If it don't work for you there, then you could just send it over.
Okay.
I'm gonna send the other site to you too. We got two of them. If that one don't work, I'm gonna send you the other one, and if one of them should take it.
Okay.
Let me see.
I'm having a harder time with discharging my property tax bill.
Your property taxes?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they ain't going for that kind. You need to go do you a land patent on that. Okay, so try that out, then let me know how they go.
All right.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Okay, yes, sir. Peace and love. Yeah, so that's how y'all do. Y'all need something, you just tap in and go look. So we'll get back to that valid contract. My apologies on that. Somebody was listening to the show, was trying to go get him a master file and see how to do that whole process. So a valid contract must show in its preliminary construction the clear and substantive offer made by one party and demonstrate the mutual acceptance affirmed by the other party. A contract must be producible and exist in evidence upon demand made by either party to the contract, which in itself may be in question, dispute, or controversy. If you ain't got that contract, shit. A contract must be produced in manifest writing, evidence, and contain the details of the agreements, debts, or promises, with all the terms, the obligations, and the conditions, which clearly show and serve as proof that a valid and enforceable obligation, promise, or debt exists. A contract must be a deliberate and conscious agreement made between competent parties. A party to a contract cannot be a minor. A contract must be entered into by free will. A contract must not be created under threat of duress or coercion, lest it be void in law. A contract must be substantive and germane to the subject matter. A contract must be of legal consideration. It cannot be based on an unlawful consideration. A contract must possess mutuality of agreement and mutuality of obligation. A contract must not be vague, unclear, uncertain, nor can it contain terms or conditions that are not ascertainable. A contract must show valid signatures of the parties to the contract instrument in order to verify its validity in law. Note, if a contract fails to satisfy the laws that govern its making or construction, then any such contract is void ab initio and considered dead in the view of the law. I mean, it's dead in the view of the law. Void ab initio. So we holding on to a birth certificate that's dead, because I know all that stuff I just read about for a valid contract, a lot of that was violated. And that's what you got to understand. If you understand that, then that's your claim. Now you go find all the attachments to it, and now you put that as a part of your claim. You don't want to attach to the fraud. That wouldn't make sense. But you want to attach the fraud to the claim and then put your claim based upon what you see there. Okay, so if you go dig up $98 billion like mine at right now, so you got you a claim. After that, you want to put a claim on. You got it right there as evidence that that much at least you know. And you might not know 10 to 20 to 100 times the amount that it really is. But you're just trying to set the tone for a client. You hear me? Okay, so that's what this is about. So that's what we go do. All right? So, again, so let me give you something else in here real quick. Administrative law and administrative. All right? Let me see something right here. I got to go on. Okay, I had to extend my move right here. Okay, so I'm going to go into this for y'all today. Let me get my chair. Let me get my chair, y'all. Okay, so here we go. Administrative law and administrative law judges. Administrative law is that body of laws created by administrative agencies in the form of rules, regulations, orders, and decisions. Administrative law judges are hearing officers or hearing examiners established by the Administrative Procedure Act 556. These are officers who preside over administrative hearings with power to administer oaths, to take testimony, to rule on questions of evidence, and to make agency determinations of fact. Politically, and as used in constitutional law, administrative officers are of the executive department of government, and generally one of inferior rank and legally a ministerial or executive officer, as distinguished from a judicial officer. On the other hand, a judicial officer is a judge or magistrate. This judiciary title and position apply to any officer of the court, but in a stricter legal sense, this position applies only to an officer who possesses the authority to determine causes between parties or who renders decisions in a legitimate judicial capacity, having the vested powers to decide causes or to exercise powers appropriate to the court. There is a clear distinction between administrative officers and true and authorized judicial officers, judges. When acted to enforce a statute and its subsequent amendments to the present date, the judge of the municipal court is acting as an administrative officer and not in a judicial capacity. Courts in administering or enforcing statutes do not act judicially, but merely ministerially. Thompson v. Smith, 154 SC 583. A judge ceases to sit as a judicial officer because the governing principle of administrative law provides that courts are prohibited from substituting their evidence, testimony, record, arguments, and rationale for that of the agency. Additionally, courts are prohibited from substituting their judgment for that of the agency. Courts in administrative issues are prohibited from even listening to or hearing arguments, presentation, or rationale. Assis versus U.S. 568-5-F2, ASIS, that's A-S-I-S versus U.S. 568-F2-D-284. Ministerial officers are in granted judicial power from the legislator. Their acts and attempts to exercise such powers are necessarily nullities. Burns puts this up, Carolina SF 140 Cal 1. The elementary doctrine that the constitutionality of a legislative act is open to the attack only by persons whose rights are affected thereby applies to statute relating to administrative agencies, the validity of which may not be called a showing of substantial harm, actual and pending, to a legally protected interest directly resulting from the enforcement of the statute. Board of Trade versus Olson. Jurisdiction is the power conferred by the Constitution or by law. The courts charged with the adjudicating matters stemming from violation of these administrative statutes, rules, and regulations lack jurisdiction in personam over sovereign Moorish American men and women. The federal and government state courts are aware of this want of jurisdiction. However, they will not freely admit to their lack of authority or to their lack of ethics and integrity. This goes to the pit and innermost recesses of judicial corruption and racketeering in North America. It is essential that you have a clear understanding of the fact that jurisdiction in personam must be challenged, or the court would arbitrarily presume or resume jurisdiction over your person and may thereafter prosecute the matter against you to your legal, economic, and or bodily injury or abridgment. Furthermore, there are many ways for you to waive jurisdiction and permit the court to proceed. Note that they are always seeking ways and methods of fooling you or intimidating you into allowing them to claim jurisdiction. You must be forever diligent and never waive any of your unalienable rights or constitutionally secured rights, regardless of the appearance of a convenience of doing so. You have no legal nor moral responsibility to waive your rights merely for the colorable convenience of the courts. Always remember that the court system is supposed to be long and tedious, as due process is supposed to be difficult for the adjudicators and the courts to overcome. Do not ever, under any circumstances, make it easy for the government, the adjudicators, or the courts to persecute you. Always take into consideration the Constitution and the Ten Amendments, which comprise the Bill of Rights. Make challenge of the jurisdiction of the courts one of the best and entrenched among the good habits that you never try or intend to break. And that's real. So I just want to mention a jurisdiction. Okay. And they bound here by that stuff. So I just want to get that to you. So yeah, don't forget, tapping in with that birth certificate. You set up your little demonstration with them. Yeah, you set up your little, they got the package on there too, the template package on there. And that's how they go. You need to get the templates, you set it up, you send it to them,
send the birth certificate, you make the bond off of it, you put your sureties on there, two sureties, and you the principal, and you go from there. Yes, yes. There you go. So, I appreciate y'all tuning in. I had to extend the time a little so I can get that little last piece to y'all. Just want y'all to know that's the blank check. The birth certificate is definitely the blank check. If you don't know, then you got to understand it's a void contract. That's why I was reading that stuff to you. And the contract is void, so anything you can do now is sue them. You want to sue them for the injury done. We can get into that later and more in depth. I appreciate y'all for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio and the morning drip of Brother Suleiman Bey. I hope y'all keep tuning in and invite a friend to tap in as well. Peace and love to you all. Y'all have a blessed day. Be safe. Stay vigilant. Be safe. Your eyes and ears open. Peace and love.